You're listening to A Juno Afternoon here on Tuesday, May 2nd. We're right at the bottom of the hour, and in the studio now is writer Joe Carson to talk about his new book, 19 Unicorns. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
All right. So 19 Unicorns.
Yes.
17 short stories. Is that right?
17 short stories and two novellas, two short novels. I suppose this could have been three slim volumes, but I decided to give people their money's worth this time on this book. Giving people their money's worth, I guess that maybe goes against the tenets of capitalism, but that's why I'll never be rich.
How many books have you written, Joe?
Well, this is basically the third. And the last one was also a collection of that was just short stories. This one is, I can say, 17 short stories, some of them very short. And two short novels, two novellas, one of which just happens to take place right here in Juneau, of all places. That's this my novella, let me get it right, Ixt, I-X-T, which is a Tlingit word for a shaman, or I think some people have translated that into English as a prophet. But anyway, it's a spiritual leader in the Tlingit community, and the story, which takes place in Juneau, has a Tlingit myth that kind of runs through the whole story. It's an adventure story, and I think people that live here in Juneau will recognize a lot of things. And it takes place a couple decades ago in Juneau. It's in a slightly different Juneau and a very fictionalized Juneau. I changed a lot of things around. I'll just warn fact checkers about that right now. I kind of changed a few things around just to fit my story. But you'll recognize it, and it's got a lot of flavor of Southeast in it. As a matter of fact, I think there's salmon right in the first paragraph, and I think the last paragraph of the novel. But it is an adventure story, a wild one. So it's sort of, I don't know, sex, violence, and salmon.
Sex, violence, and salmon.
That would be a good. I was kind of thinking in terms of a screenplay when I wrote it. That would be a pretty good. That'd be a good copy for a movie for a movie poster. Sex, violence, and salmon. That's what else do you need?
I was going to ask you sort of how would you characterize yourself as a writer or your writing, and that feels like a good jumping off point, right?
Yeah.
There.
Well, I write mostly short fiction, and which is a bit of a challenge. Novelists very often talk about how they just throw some characters out there and see what happens, but when you're writing short fiction, it's a little bit more controlled than that, I think. And I tell people that my stories are, to me, they're more like discoveries than inventions because they come to me with the beginning, a middle, and an end. I get the whole thing. And very often I'm writing, I get the end first, and I'm just sort of writing towards that. And which is a good example of that would be one of my short stories, which is called The Quiet Man, which I'm going to put this out, dangle this in front of people. This ends with, I think, one of the most with unique murders that it's one I've never heard of. A couple of my stories end with murders, but this one, it's just an image I had of this rather horrible murder. And the whole story is pretty much a contrivance getting to that because the ending came to me first. And anyway, I'm going to let that dangle out there for you murder connoisseurs, but this, I know that sounds kind of dark, but there's lots of humor in my stories too. But that one does have kind of a dark ending, and but it's an example of writing towards that end. It could have been a different setting for the story, but I thought it was a very powerful image, and I kind of wrote the story to get to that image, which is like I said, I'm going to let that dangle out there.
All right. So I know you also work in town as a musician. I know
Yes.
You do some blogging that tend to be sort of often political.
Yes.
What does this fiction writing do for you? Why do you do it?
Right. Well, Yeah, again, I do, the blog is hopefully fact, as factual as I can make it. And I do try to separate my fact from fiction. I guess I'm just a natural storyteller. That's how I became, when I was very young, I liked to read and I liked stories. And I just, for some reason, I've just always had a propensity for turning things into stories. And very often, that's a good way of kind of looking back at your memories by giving them a kind of a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that book that I wrote, the novella that I wrote about Juno, this is an example of sometimes the way I write. I wasn't in Juno when I wrote it. I was actually living in Fairbanks. And I think I wrote most of the story while I was during a winter I spent in Homer. So I wanted to write the book not about observing Juno, but by my memories of it. And I call this the squint effect. If you've ever seen a graphic artist sketching or painting a landscape, sometimes they'll squint their eyes. And what they're doing is they're obscuring the details. They're just trying to get the big picture, kind of the lights and darks. And what I do sometimes writing is I just mentally squint. And that's what I did with writing this book about Juno. I just wanted it to be about my memory of Juno, which I had lived in before I moved to the interior. And so I obscured a lot of the details. But you'll recognize Juno for sure in that. And that's the one novel. The other short novel takes place very far from Juno. It takes place in the Midwest, back in Ohio, where I was born and raised, and where I fled from at an early age. But it's kind of a very different story. It's also an adventure story, but it's basically a romp through the 70s. As told by sort of a bohemian without a cause living there during the 70s, he's a counterculture person, but not really in the new counterculture. He's more of an old kind of a beatnik who's, I'll read you from the blurb on the back of the book here. It's called Pulp 73. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. George substitutes booze and jazz into the counterculture battle cry, but he's just fine with the sex part as he battles through the 70s in his Bible Belt, Ohio home. It's about a struggling young writer. Can't imagine who I'd base that upon. But.
Tell us about Friday. What's going to be going on at Rainy Retreat?
Yeah, well, I will be there with several copies of my new book, and I'll be signing copies there. And it's going to be fun. I know I have a habit of turning my literary events into a circuses, but my last one turned into a bluegrass festival. But that's I'm going to try to keep this one a little bit down to earth. But you never know. There might be some surprises. I'm sure there will be. But I'm going to try to take advantage of that kind of nice, cozy, old-style bookstore, independent bookstore that we have at the Rainy Retreat there, and kind of keep it down and do a literary event. And I'll be happy, I'm looking forward to talking to people about my writing and my books and anything else they want to talk about. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
That's this Friday starting at 4:30 at Rainy Retreat Books as part of the First Friday Art Walk.
Exactly.
Joe Carson with 19 Unicorns. Sounds interesting. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you. Just thanks for having me here, and I'm looking forward to seeing people Friday at Rainy Retreat Books.
Hey, in case they can't make it to Rainy Retreat, where else can they find the book? Or
it should be any place where books are sold.
All right.
It better be.
19 Unicorns, Joe Carson with a K. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott.